producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us now. And Bob, I'm just going to be honest about this, was whining before he jumped on the air, complaining about his cell phone and his cell phone coverage, apparently. So you have the same problems that the rest of us have with whether it's AT&T, Verizon, or whoever, huh?
Oh, it's Verizon. I want to pull my hair out. I want to go back to tin cans with strings.
It was so much easier, Bob, when we just had a house phone and nobody could track us down because they didn't know where we were. You could make up stories that you were a little bit later at the golf club or, you know, at the golf course or whatever, and nobody could find you. Now we have tracking devices on us. It's crazy.
Oh, it was good for political lying. No, I didn't get that amendment. No. Sorry we didn't include it in the bill. Now it's emailed. They know you got it. You can't even lie anymore in politics.
That's right. Yeah, we think.
Yeah, really.
How about this? The House voted 303 to 121 to curb the NSA. You're not surprised by that, are you?
No, I'm not. Now it depends, you know, what they do with it. Something had to happen. I mean, I know people put Eric Snowden in the category of either, you know, a wonderful person or a traitor, one of the two. But this vote would not have happened today if we hadn't had, you know, these things revealed. Obviously, the Congress is responding, at least initially, with the president to doing something to, you know, make it workable, I think, is the end goal, versus just wide, rampant data collection on everybody, including Oprah.
Yeah, boy, that's no kidding, huh? Here's the thing. It's like you look at the Ed Snowden stuff and the fact that, you know, this information, a lot of this information was already out there, but the fact that he had such a big data dump and it was in The Guardian and The Washington Post and all of that. We've never talked about this, but from your point of view, do you see Ed Snowden as a traitor, a hero, or just a whistleblower?
No, I put him somewhere in between. I don't like the fact that he took off to Russia with it. I don't know if he's given them any information, but I must say this, as one of the three Republicans who voted against the Patriot Act, it was very lonely that day. I knew, as members knew, that this opened up, you know, a loophole you could drive a Mack truck through. And I did vote for the FISA court, but nobody watched the thing. So from my perspective, having voted against the Patriot Act in the first place and realizing we have to fight terrorism, but it was so wide open, pay-per-view, they could monitor you. The attorney general under Bush was trying to make a secret spying squad. I mean, all these things. So I can't put him in the – I don't put him in the, oh, I hate Eric Snowden category. I mean, I think that, you know, going to Russia is problematic, obviously, going to another country, and if he gave them info. But, you know, he's a whistleblower that knew he would never see light of day if he stayed in this country and blew the whistle. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, they would immediately nail him if he came back.
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah, gone, absolutely. All right, this is kind of off the beaten path, but it's something that's talked about a lot with sports teams. The Redskins in the news again for the fact that 50 senators called for the Redskins to have a name change, and they sent a letter to the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, asking that happen. And this has been a long debate with the owner of the Redskins, Daniel Snyder, who says it's history, he's not going to do it, and now they're really trying to push it. If you put politics into this, do you think it makes that happen, that he'll relent and flip the name?
You know, he just doesn't seem to affect him. I mean, 50 senators, like you say, have signed a letter. Now, they've signed it to the NFL, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what will happen there if the NFL could bow under pressure more than
that's
the individual
what I think.
Owner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they did that.
Yeah, yeah. And it could happen with other teams, and it has. There have been a couple of teams that have flipped their name, too, by the way. I mean, it's interesting. When you were on the Hill, did you get sometimes random calls from people to where they wanted you to step into things that weren't necessarily politics in your, you know, in front of you? They were things that had ancillary effects on Americans, like a name of a sports team and how upset the sensitivity for, you know, American Indians, that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. The baseball strike, I mean, you name it, they asked us to get in. People asked me to call the mayor and get their garbage picked up, a local mayor. I mean, and I did. But, you know, yes, outside issues, you always get. And you either answer, you know, that's not our bailiwick, or if you think you, you know, can write a letter and have some influence on something you really can't legislate, like the 50 senators did, then, you know, you can do that too. But I got calls on everything under the sun, everything.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So you heard Bob there talking at the top about the NSA. It's interesting to get his take on Ed Snowden. I mean, we talked about Ed Snowden for the past, since, you know, last May, talking about ultimately how he would be perceived. But there is no doubt about it. No Ed Snowden. A lot of this information that has rattled a lot of people's cages, even though, as I said to Bob, it's a big chunk of it was out there. A lot of what's happened would not have happened without Snowden blowing the lid off of it. It's interesting because the FBI director, James Comey, said he understands why people are worried about the scope of government power and surveillance programs in what's now happened with the Snowden leaks. He told a Senate Judiciary hearing on Wednesday of this past week that he believes people should be suspicious of government power. And you got to love this from the FBI director. He says, I am. I'm worried about it. He says, I think the country was founded by people who were worried about government power, so they divided it among the three branches, which is why we did have the three branches, right? But this is Comey, the guy who is in charge of the FBI. He said, since Snowden's revelations about privacy and government overreach, he said he's had a hard time sometimes to find the space and time to talk about what I do and why I do it. He said, he didn't say the NSA, but saying, unlike the NSA, the other three letters, the FBI, we're not doing those same things. He said the FBI programs were run responsibly, that the surveillance ops have been used to find kidnappers, save kids, all that kind of stuff. And there isn't an enormous security risk. That's not the deal. Instead, that most of the risk is on cybersecurity, and that needs to be dealt with. So it's interesting, because his comments came a few days after the Justice Department had that indictment against the five Chinese military officers, accusing them of hacking into American nuclear, metal, and solar companies to steal trade secrets. And we've had several guests this past week, specifically one of the lawyers representing an American who's caught in the middle of this, on that case, talking about what does that mean to the United States. And we know this. I mean, China is the wild, wild east, as I dubbed it the other night. There are no rules. Copyright infringement, there's no infringement of anything. They do whatever they want, and that's what they're doing. They're stealing Americans' secrets and American companies' secrets. And so no surprise, hacking into all the different areas that they hacked into, all the different companies, including Westinghouse with the whole nuclear deal. Coming up on the flip side, some wow odds and ends. I think that'll surprise you if you haven't heard them yet. We're going to parcel it out round the bend on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And did you know, if you go to the website, americatonight.net, wherever you are, if you can't find one of our fabulous affiliates, you can always listen to us because it streams there, or you can go to GCNLive.com and download the shows on demand. That's a very popular thing for people to do. In fact, a lot of you email me and tell me that you've had rotating schedules and you missed something and you were upset. You wanted to hear some guest we had or something I was talking about, or you heard somebody throw in something that was funny or whatever it was. So you can always go to GCN at the Mothership is awesome, GCNLive.com, and download any of the shows. Also, AmericaTonight.net, streaming live. Plus, if you tune in, you can actually see me for a couple of hours of the show, thanks to our pals at the Pal Talk Network. And if you were looking right now, I am taking a selfie of the Pal Talk people, so how about that? And sometimes you get to see our mascot, Mahalo, somewhere in the background, because he floats around the studio a lot, so how about that? I said that you would be wowed by some of the odds and ends that we have for you. I'm going to rifle down a couple of them, because I felt like this was the best thing to do, since some of it, frankly, did that. It wowed me. This, I was a little surprised about, actually, because people were trying to convince me that this is what was going to happen, but I knew with the little bit of inside dope I knew, I didn't think it was going to happen. But Las Vegas withdrew the bid for the 2016 Republican convention. Sin City and none of the right crowd is going to be there. How about that? So the luck went dry for Vegas and the push to bring the Republicans to that city. Cincinnati has also withdrawn from the lists of possible hosts. So who are remaining? Let me tell you who's remaining. And this is where I got a lot of the inside skinny on this, because remember, our satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas. And some people were arguing with me and kept saying, Dallas, Dallas, Dallas. I know the people that are on this committee. So it doesn't mean it's definitely going to happen, but they feel like it's going to happen. So the remaining sites are Dallas, Denver, Cleveland, and KC. Yeah. So they visit the sites, and then they narrow the field. Unlike bringing an Olympics to a city or a World Cup like Brazil is doing, you don't get burned with venues that you have to build up. Because if you already have the space, you already have the convention center, you already have the hotels, and maybe you're doing a few little extra things, nip and tucks, perfect for Dallas, the cost versus the money you rake in is you rake in way more money. And I think what happened was Sheldon Adelson, they were worried about that. They were concerned about the influence of Adelson, who's the CEO of the Las Vegas Sands. You know, because remember, that was his whole thing. He was going to put his big money behind the effort to bring the convention to Vegas. So then you have other casino moguls that are trying to get involved in this. And there was a real tug of war. And that's what I figured, that it wasn't going to happen there. So, and Cincinnati said they had issues with its arena, with the arena. They just didn't think it was going to work. So Dallas is the major player in this competition because you've got the Bush family there, you have the oil industry, you have wealthy donors, and you have the space. You have the space, and you're centrally located to fly people in. So how about that? So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Because 2016, really for the Democrats and for the Republicans, I don't know. I think it could be pretty interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch how it unfolds. Last time, I always call it the beauty pageant of Republicans. Remember when there was just so many debates, but everybody was watching. So even your limousine liberals who were complaining about the Republicans, it was like must-see TV. It was like crack for them. They all watched. The ratings were sky high. So that's a wow, because Vegas just kept bragging about how it seemed like it was going to happen. So how about that? I was right on that. I don't know how you feel about the electric chair. All this discussion about the future of the death penalty and the conversation just the other day about having a firing squad come back because it was humane. Now, Tennessee is bringing back the electric chair. They've decided that they're going to bring back the electric chair. The Republican governor, Bill Haslam, signed a bill into law requiring, or allowing the state anyway, to kill somebody this way, a death row inmate, in the event they are unable to get the drugs used for the lethal injections. You know, this is all of that reaction to the botched lethal injection that happened about a month ago. And because of that, I think now they're examining, a lot of states are examining the way they do things because they don't want to have the same problem with the drugs. So, man, we could have firing squads, we could have the electric chair. Again, it's like old school death penalty. When I read that, that's the first thing I thought, because weren't we just talking in Utah, they were talking about firing squads, and now they're saying bring back the electric chair. So, you know, go figure. What can you say? This is kind of a, well, certainly it is a wow story, I think. When you go down and you look at this past week, what we've been talking about and what we've talked about for just so long on America Tonight. I mean, so crazy, crazy, crazy long. Probably the whole time I've done the show, actually, we've talked about this. We've talked about the, ultimately, U.S. manufacturing. I think day one, we had a big-time guest to talk about where it was headed and so much of it going overseas and why we weren't drawing, why we weren't trying to keep the corporate tax rate down and keep it here. Well, U.S. manufacturing growth overall picked up a three-month high in May. So private business in the Eurozone grew at just under its fastest pace in 3 years. Because, you know, that's it. We're watching the competition. In Asia, China's factory sector turned in its best performance in May, but they still are contracting for their fifth straight month. That means the U.S. wins. Ding, 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 ding. Because U.S. manufacturing is in an expansion mode, supposedly. And that's good. That means bullish, baby. And that means jobs. So let's hope that that's not just fairy tale sprinkle dust that they're throwing out there when you get some of the CEOs of some of these companies or these investment types who like to try to prognosticate on the future of what's going to happen with manufacturing. But that's very, very good if, in fact, that's true. Because in China, with them stealing our secrets, our company, American secrets of products, they're going to start manufacturing them themselves like they did with the solar panels, which is why we got burned, if you remember, on the guaranteed loan on Solyndra, because the Chinese were already making the panels cheaper. They were making the same panels cheaper. So it was a big loss, in other words. So good news. I'm going to say that's a wow number because it's been very long since I've said U.S. factory info is good, is up. And it's up. It's up. We'll see if it, we'll see if it hangs in there and it continues to do as well as it looks like in the next perhaps 7 months. Can you believe we are almost five months through the year? That, to me, that's just absolutely incredible. This is incredible too. You know, we talk about prosthetics and people getting prosthetics, but how about a calf getting prosthetics? Yeah. It's true. A 600-pound English calf had to lay on the grass behind a South Houston building while technicians worked on its hind legs, but they did. And the good news is that the prosthetics now allow this calf, known as Hero, 15-month-old, to be able to actually walk, tail wag, all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty exciting. It's amazing what some of these animal surgeons can do. And this was the animal surgeons at Texas A&M University. They're known to be cutting edge. Prosthetics for calves. What is next? Hang with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dried Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Don I Am gets credit for a funny. That's how we're kicking off this segment of America tonight. So we're just talking about a hero calf, well, a calf named Hero, that gets prosthetic legs and now can kick around, walk around, not have to just lay around. So Don says, Kate, do you know what they call a cow without legs? Anybody got the answer? How about ground beef? Ba-dum-bump. I'm telling you, please tip your waiters and waitresses. We do that once a week. We do the one-liner, so that'd be a good one to add into the rotation, Don. Don't be surprised if that pops up somewhere down the line. All right, so it is a big, giant Memorial Day weekend. It's a weekend to cook out, hang out with friends, hopefully get a day or two extra off, maybe go travel and see some family and friends, but at least have a chance to kick back, relax, and think about what Memorial Day means. So we brought in a special band to our Minneapolis live studio audience through the miracle of that. And we're going to let you hear a little bit of what they have to offer for you. Band, strike it up.
Thank you. forth for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet who stem impassioned stress. A thoroughfare for freedom beam across the wilderness. America,
little Willie Nelson. It's amazing. How does Ted Anderson do it? I don't know. Hats off to my pals at GCN. Thanks, Willie. Get you in the spirit for Memorial Day. Somebody said to me, do you know the origin of Memorial Day? Do you know how Memorial Day came about? And there's actually some controversy over that. Memorial Day was originally referred to as Decoration Day, remembrance of the people who died in service of the United States. So there were about a dozen cities and even some small nooks and crannies who claimed to be the actual birthplace of Memorial Day. Waterloo, New York was officially declared the Memorial Day town by President Lyndon Johnson. That was in 66. But to prove the actual origins of the day is a little bit tougher. But clearly, Memorial Day came out of the Civil War, and it was about honoring the dead. And that was proclaimed on May 5th, 1868, by General John Logan. You can look that up anywhere. I don't think there's any disputing of that. And, you know, because so many people were, so many families were torn apart, so many people were lost in that war. The first state to officially recognize the holiday was New York in 1873, but by 1890 it was recognized really across the board by all the northern cities. The South refused to acknowledge the day honoring their dead on a separate day until, this is what's interesting, this history is worth paying attention to. So the South wouldn't acknowledge it, say, great North, you can just do what you want and acknowledge it. They didn't recognize it until after World War One. Then it changed, and then, okay, everybody's recognizing Memorial Day. So now it's celebrated in every state the last Monday in May, and it's the national, it's a national holiday, so a lot of people have Memorial Day off. You might be one of those people that have Memorial Day off. You should see a lot of flags probably flying. There are a lot of ceremonies, and I think it's neat. I think it's important to remember, very, very important to remember, especially we have all this nonsense going on with the Veterans Administration and the hospitals and rehab places and whatnot, and the outrage over it, so the timing of it with Memorial Day. Plus, June 6th is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Coming up in our next hour of America tonight, we're going to have a conversation. You don't want to miss this in our second segment with Joe Gary. He was awarded the Flying Cross, a navigator who flew all over the European theater, and his plane went down in Vienna, and he talks about being 18 years old and being at war and the people that stormed the beaches of Normandy and the reaction to that and the whole thing about being in this war and dropping those bombs and doing all of that. And he's 90 years old, and he's an incredible interview. If you miss it, remember, you can always catch it on demand or go to americatonight.net and click on what you missed. And if you click it on it there in the next couple of days, it'll be up there for sure. If you're hearing me at some other point, then you'll get a chance to listen to Joe. And he's actually going to Normandy for the first time with a group of other veterans, like 20 or 30 of them. And they're going to be there for D-Day, which I think is so, so cool. His stories are absolutely worth listening to, absolutely amazing. So you might, I don't know what you're doing Memorial Day. Hopefully it's something good and take a minute to remember the whole idea of what Memorial Day is and all of that. But if you get that extra day, that is nice to have that extra day. But then sometimes it's hard for people to roll back. Nathan, you've got Memorial Day off. Are you just going to chillax and sleep in?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do my normal day off thing where I get off work at 7 in the morning and go to sleep until the evening. I don't know. I'll probably have time to clean my house. I'll call my grandfathers.
Didn't your grandfathers both fight, or one of them did?
Yeah, both of them were out there. I know one of them was riding in a plane doing that navigating thing.
Yeah, doing the navigating thing. That's a tough job.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at maps trying to figure out where you are, and the navigator, boy, they can either pull you out of a hot spot or put you in one. So that's a pretty big job in that plane for sure with the pilots. And so good for him. He's going to call his grandfather or both grandfathers. That's something to remember, family members who may have served, and it might be post that time, but I know what happens is a lot of people put flowers and stuff on graves, and like I said, there's a lot of parades and things to honor folks who served, which I think is terrific. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. It's net neutrality. How do you feel about net neutrality? There's all kinds of conversations about the Internet and trying to regulate the Internet and trying to tax the Internet and trying to treat it like a utility. So then you could be taxed. Well, you would be taxed on that. You'd have to pay a fee, or the company that you're going through, they'd have to have options for what they were going to pay. Some people would get faster Internet. It's a tricky, tricky thing. But since the Federal Appeals Court in January struck down the commission's, the FCC's, net neutrality rules, which precluded Internet service providers, think of those ISPs, from going forward with what they were talking about doing, this is really something to keep your eye on. So the FCC commissioner, Tom Wheeler, is really caught in the middle of this, because with that federal court knocking that down, that precluded the ISPs from charging web content sites for faster delivery or paid prioritization. Wheeler and his Democratic colleagues have been trying to find a way to reinstate the rule without hurting ISP investment in broadband. So last week, the FCC voted 3-2 on a proposal that would ban ISPs from slowing traffic at all websites while being free to make deals for faster access. Seems like a crazy conflict to me. I think they're trying to please two masters. And trust me, nothing's going to happen before Election Day. I mean, how about leave the net as it is? How about leave it alone? Because it is going to be the haves and the have-nots. For the companies who can afford to pay whatever crazy fee they smash on them, the broadband provider, they'll have wicked fast Internet, and other people are going to get slow Internet as a result, because they're going to be able to pay the big bucks for it. So keep an eye on net neutrality. And Tom Risen is our guest from U.S. News and World Report, the tech reporter. He's got some more scoop on that coming up.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Net neutrality for a while now here on America Tonight and why you should be paying attention to it. In our virtual green room, Tom Risen, tech reporter for U.S. World and News Report. Hey, Tom, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Thanks again, Kate. Yeah, so this is a really crucial topic because nobody has ever regulated the Internet before. And that has Republicans worried, but a lot of Democrats, by and large, worry that they need these rules in place because... Also, nobody's ever regulated the Internet before, and this is, you know, they see them as rules of the road to make sure that large Internet providers don't abuse their power. They control the phone that I'm talking on right now. They could use that power to block my signal, or they could slow it down so that people would use their service instead of another service. But, you know, they have incentives to do that, and the net neutrality rules were in place to keep that from happening, but a court struck them down earlier this year. So the FCC is, Chairman Wheeler is very, very eager to get rules back in place. So other commissioners on the FCC say that he's being a bit hasty the way he's drawn up the rules.
So, you know, when you look at the pros and cons of this, if you talk about who would want to see this happen, you would talk. You're probably talking about a list of people like Google and Amazon and Netflix and whatnot. I mean, they would like the FCC's proposal. Am I right?
Yeah. There's some people see the proposal that's on the books right now as dangerous because it would use a commercially reasonable test. So if you make a contract for a certain service and they promise a certain speed, then nobody can break that contract. That's what Chairman Wheeler has said. That he said that's how it would work. But that would also open the door for a commercially reasonable toll to pay extra money for faster traffic. And companies like Google and a lot of, you know, Netflix also are concerned that that could open the door for another type of have and have not on the internet, where people who have the money to afford it could pay for faster traffic. And why wouldn't you use a traffic service that's not that's faster than another small company that probably couldn't afford those charges? So they're, no, a lot of people are not happy about this proposal. Chairman Wheeler wants to get something done as soon as possible, and people on both sides of the political aisle say that he's going too quickly. The Republicans do not like net neutrality at all. They don't want any kind of regulation that could potentially stifle the free market. And, you know, net neutrality is a good idea that Democrats are in favor of, but they think that this particular proposal is a bit risky.
Yeah, it's and a bit risky in what sense?
Risky that it could leave open the door for companies with a ton of money to pay for faster traffic. The net neutrality rules would prohibit providers from slowing down traffic or blocking traffic, but they might also open the door for allowing companies to charge for faster traffic. Paid prioritization is what it's called. And a lot of internet companies like Google, about 150 of them, I think, signed a petition saying, you know, make sure that doesn't happen. We don't want paid prioritization. That will mess up this internet system we have. Net neutrality is about treating all traffic equally. And a lot of people on the Democratic side and on the Silicon Valley side think that it would endanger the ideals of net neutrality. You know, even though it would stop blocking and stop people from slowing down their rivals if they control the pipeline of the internet, it would also create another way to choose winners and losers online.
Boy, no kidding. And imagine companies that could advertise that. So you pay a little bit more, but this is what we keep going back to, the faster, faster, faster. And it absolutely would set up the haves and the have-nots. What's your gut feeling tell you? Is this ultimately going to be some crazy court battle thing that goes back and forth for a long time?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I think, too, from the court, you know, from cable companies.
I mean, Republicans are not going to leave us alone. They will keep saying this is the wrong idea. And Verizon has a lot of money. Verizon successfully sued in court to have the rules struck down back in January. So I think we could, you know, the FCC wants to have some kind of internet rules on the books by the end of the year. So by the start of next year, we will probably see another lawsuit. And Republicans will probably try to have it shut down again. You know, the Republican commissioners on the FCC will vote against it as they did last week, but they'll try again. And this is an evolving idea. It's a new, you know, no one has ever regulated the internet before. This is kind of regulation. It's just kind of like guidelines. But this is an evolving idea. We're going to see people challenge it.
You know, it's interesting, too. I was just thinking with the net neutrality. But so you talk about net neutrality in the United States, but, of course, these companies have tentacles all over the world. But what would that mean for Europe, for other places, other nooks and crannies?
Well, Europe is a whole different story. Europe is working on their own rules about privacy and the right to be forgotten, and their regulation is not on the same page as ours. And on an international scale, this United Nations group called the International Telecommunications Union tried to, you know, they proposed some kind of regulation on the internet, and Russia and China led a lot of other countries saying that there should be some kind of regulation. And the United States and a lot of other developed countries, no way, that would mess it up. So there's this duality about internet regulation where on the international scale, everyone in Congress is opposed to it. They think that you should not regulate the internet, that the government should not have control over what can and can't be done online. But you also have net neutrality, where there's these quasi-regulatory guidelines that would tell you what you can't do. And so I think it's more about telling people what they can't do, just to make sure that this is an evolving idea. You know, the internet regulation is a very new concept.
We're speaking with Tom Risen, tech reporter for U.S. World and News Report. And as you just said, telling people what they can and cannot do, that's a freedom of speech issue, too, that is being thrown around in this debate, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can say what you want, but you also can't yell fire in the middle of a crowded theater because that would cause damage. So that's the argument that some people see. And, the impact for companies could, Republicans say it could damage the free market, that it would, damage their opportunities to sell services, sell faster traffic. But Democrats and a lot of Silicon Valley companies say this would allow innovation and startups to, who don't have deep pockets to buy faster traffic. It would allow them a fair shot at competing online.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, and Tom, you know this, because if you go back into this whole debate of net neutrality and whatnot, you can go back to 2006 in a congressional session that was really pretty heated, and that was called the Snowdorgan. Basically, there was a proposal out there defining a broadband service provider as a person or entity that controls, operates, or resells and controls any facility used to provide broadband services to the public, whether provided for a fee or for free. So they've been manipulating this and trying to figure out what's happening here for a while now as far as Congress is concerned, right?
Yeah, this has been an idea for a while. So President Obama campaigned on a net neutrality promise. He said, before he got elected, that he would put net neutrality rules in place. And some progressive groups have been calling him on that, saying that this latest proposal by Chairman Wheeler is not what he had promised during the campaign. Right after he got into office, he drafted the Open Internet Rule in 2010, and it was on the books until it got struck down this January.
Yeah, interesting. And I'm thinking about this, too. You think of, what's always my concern as a journalist when you're traveling around, you're thinking of Wi-Fi and the connections and all of that. But depending on what happened here, that would affect coffee shops, places that offer the Wi-Fi connection, because then they would be right in the thick of that, too, if there was FCC regulation, right?
Yeah. Everybody has a need to have equal access online. Like, look at Russia or some other countries. Russia does not censor the internet. What they do instead is called a direct denial service attack. So they will slow down the traffic of a website they don't like so much that people can't use it. So when people are trying to organize, that's what they do. They'll target a website and, they don't use the they sometimes use the telecom providers to shut down the access, but they'll also use spam and, clog up their books so much online that they can't get good internet traffic. But this is the kind of concern, it's a free speech issue that you deserve to connect to the internet. You deserve to have equal traffic online, or at least, average traffic online. That's what the commercially reasonable test would say, that if Starbucks could pay extra money, then they could get faster traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's something we're not going to solve, certainly, because we know that this is going to continue to roll on. This just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Tom Risen, thanks so much for coming on.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.